And again, it's clinging to it as my understanding rather than seeing it as just another conditioned dharma. Back to finding the accumulation so important.
Even the intellectual understanding, the knowledge gained from listening, one can see the difference, how much one read and how much one understands. Even the one word, Dhamma, non-self, nobody can control. Each moment is a proof of reality, but Panya is not there to understand. But Lopa is there to get it, to have it, try to have it. Unseen, Lopa.
Yeah, the tricks of Lopa are endless, and it believes it through doing something and wanting it. From some of its techniques or methods that it can very soon have another insight.
But what is insight?
It's no lobha, no attachment.
Understanding reality right now? Must be right now, this moment. Next moment hasn't come yet. And previous ones have completely gone. Arising and falling away, but avijja cannot experience it. So one can see the difference, Panya, of Buddha and the one who does not know anything about realities at all. It seems nothing. Seeing is just seeing, hearing is just seeing, but a lot to know the truth about realities. It's conditioned, it has arisen and fallen away completely each moment.
So from the viewpoint of Lobha, it appears that something can be done, but it is rather more of the nature that nothing can be done.
Well, because
but
there are
the
conditions,
study,
yeah.
Yes, but the study of the Dhamma, there is not somebody doing that.
Could we say Lopa has its own idea about the path, which is wrong?
Yes. So one can see that when there is no awareness of our reality right now, there is Lopa and avijja, not far away. That's why Buddha kept on teaching for 45 years.
Seems like the more one tries to get away from Lopa and ignorance, the more it develops.
Mm-hmm. Why not understanding it? Just understand it, instead of Lopa.
But does it get more? What about samatha practices and jhana practices?
Is it the samma patipatha?
No. But it does not mean that Lopa is getting more.
Not the same moment.
I mean, only the samma patipatha does anything at all to decrease whatever, how little.
Would you like to get something from your kusala in return?
No, I don't.
That is samma patipatha.
Was it the honest answer?
No, at that moment.
What for? Just to see, to hear, to touch, that's all. Very temporarily.
Still, we do say it's good to encourage all kinds of kusala, even if it's not all samapatipatha.
But not self.
No self.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on the conditions, what arise. A question on samatha. So we know by conditions, by anatta, there can be wise reflection now on the Buddha's virtues or on death or on some object of samatha. But in the Visuddhimagga, it seems to suggest that for even a beginning of the development of samatha, there should be a severing of anything that can be an impediment, such as travelling and sickness and unfavourable monasteries, many conditions. But I think this is really just referring to higher developed samatha, because for a beginning of the development of samatha, it can be even.
And what's the beginning of the development of samatha?
Well, the very beginning, there has to be the understanding of what is kusala and akusala, and how a particular object such as the Buddha's virtues can condition calm, otherwise So there has to be a right understanding of that degree, I think.
But not theoretically.
No. So that is the beginning. So nothing to do with moving to a particular monastery or severing connections, but the direct understanding.
With awareness.
So why does it talk about impediments to development of samatha then?
What's the purpose of developing samatha?
Jhana, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
So these are impediments to jhana.
Mm-hmm.
When it says that if one wants to cultivate calm to the degree of jhana, one has to live a particular kind of lifestyle and has to use a meditation subject to make calm grow, it can all be done with an idea of self or some idea that calmness can
because
be made.
Because there is no understanding, it's about realities as nama and rupa.
But for those who develop jhana without the development of vipassana, there's never any understanding of nama and rupa. So is it true that they still need to find a secluded place or these kinds of things, choose a meditation object?
To develop more kusala.
If someone has really developed the path, would they
want to experience jhana? Is that what you're saying? Yeah.
Would they, I suppose, by accumulations?
The panya, not the one who just want to develop samatha, can have jhana or samatha.
Again, it would depend on the understanding of the object.
I don't know about the other's accumulation, but I think that in order to have better, higher kusala, there must be better understanding of realities too. For example, even a moment of calm, can it be known in order to develop it? If it's not known, how can there be the development of calmness?
But they're known in two ways, with vipassana panya.
No, just the development of calmness.
Oh, development of calmness.
No understanding about nama and rupa. But in order to have better and higher calmness, without understanding the characteristic of calmness, can there be the development of calmness? And what's the purpose of it? The purpose of the development of all kusala must be to have less attachment. Because in the day, panya, which knows that there must be conditions for more and more attachment, it needs very great panya to know how to have less. For those who do not have conditions for right understanding of nama and rupa, as much as they can know, is calmness is better. Because at that moment there is no lopa, dosa, moha. And they know how citta can be calm too. If they just want to be calm and don't know how, it's impossible. So it needs panya, all along with the development of samatha and vipassana.
So it's very much the panya that should be stressed rather than suggesting that one should lead a life without the impediments or secluded from sense pleasures or something.
For example, right now, who knows that citta is calm? Can there be the development of right understanding or about calmness? Mm-hmm. And those who know calmness can develop it. Mm-hmm. Is it not the dhammanusati now? At moment of understanding that citta is calm, who knows that? Because it's not just theoretical understanding, but it has to be right awareness, direct awareness of citta, which is calm, but not as a reality. Each word which is true about the teachings, it's like the best worship for the Buddha himself. See, at that moment is citta calm, thinking of the virtues of Buddha and have discussion about realities so there can be better understanding of the teachings. So at that moment of calmness, one can know that it's like the best worship, better than presenting the flowers and things. See, there are many ways to express or to think about the teachings depending on the understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So any time when it's through words which one thinks about or talk, it's like the best thing to worship the Buddha. And this can be Dhammanusati or Sanghanusati or Buddhanusati. So one knows how come to have such calmness. It doesn't mean that there is no understanding, it's just wanting to know whether I should have this or that object to develop it. That is not right understanding at all. Is there calmness now? See? Nobody can know the other's chittas.